USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen held a news conference at the Justice Department on Friday to provide an update on the implementation of a bipartisan criminal justice reform measure President Trump signed into law last December called the First Step Act. Rosen says,
starting today, at prisons around the country, nearly 3,100 inmates are being released from BOP custody due to the increase in good time credits applied to reduce their sentences under the First Step Act.
White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is taking a tour of a job retraining center in Iowa. The president's first daughter joins a roundtable discussion on how to prepare Americans for jobs of the future.
So this is a great climate, a great opportunity, but it brings to bear a unique challenge, which is the fact that people need skilled workers.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
President Trump has announced that he will nominate Jean Scalia to take over as Secretary of Labor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The 55-year-old Washington attorney is the son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who died suddenly in 2016. Democrats are expected to show their opposition to Scalia during his confirmation hearings because he has been a frequent attorney for major corporations in a number of key cases. If confirmed, Scalia will take over for Alex Acosta, who resigned in the wake of his part in a lenient plea deal for Democratic fundraiser Jeffrey Epstein, who is in jail on new charges of sex trafficking of young girls. Deputy Labor Secretary Patrick Pezzilla will take over the post pending Scalia's confirmation.
At least two-thirds of the United States can expect to face dangerous heat this weekend. Now millions of Americans will be sweating it out as temperatures top 100 degrees across the Midwest and East Coast. Factoring in the humidity, it could feel like over 110 degrees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question, and it starts with you. You have to feed yourself so that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious, and every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them, and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotic, so he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.